The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Brachas Daf Yud Beis. The Mishnah on Amud Beis, which is probably one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas, because we say it every year in the Agadah Shel Pesach, Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelois, there's a mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a distinct mitzvah, separate from the mitzvah of Vigantel Levincha, the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim Balel Pesach. Every day of the year, we paskin every day and every night, there's a mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What are the chilukim between Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? We'll discuss in Yetz Hashem. This mitzvah is incumbent on everybody to be Zoicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, Leman Tizkos Yom Tzeizkom Yeretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayechum. Every day of one's life, one is mechuyev to remember, one's mechuyev to live with the remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. How often is this mitzvah? What does it mean every day? So here we have the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ani kben shim shono, v'lo zechisi she'ta'om ha'yitzias Mitzrayim ba'leilois. He held that halacha was that the mitzvah was not only by yoim, ba'leila, atshadosha ben zoimo, shenem ala mantisko, yom tzeizcho me'etz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecho, tells us hayomim, kol yimei chayecho, the ribui of kol yimei chayecho tells us that the mitzvah is hein b'yoyim, hein b'layla. This is where we pass on halacha. We mekayim this mitzvah with the parasha of v'yoyim that we say in Krishna, the first parasha and the second parasha of Kabbalah of Malach Shemayim, of Shema v'Ahavta with v'hoyim Shemayim Sefer Dvarim v'Haskanan and Ekev, and the third parasha, which is the parasha of Tzitzis at the end of Parasha Shlach, where we say at the end of the parasha, Ani Hashem lekeichem asher tzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim liyos lahem la'avodim, Ani Hashem lekeichem. Now we say Emes, which is the beginning of Vayatzev. With that, we're mekayim the mitzvah hein b'yoyim v'hein b'layla as part of Krishma of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why this is part of Krishma, not a separate inyan for itself, we in Yetz Hashem are going to discuss. V'chachomim oimrim yimei chayecha ha'olam hazeh koil lahavi l'mayis ha'mashiach. They learned that the koil is mar b'yamayis ha'mashiach. Why would there not be a mitzvah b'yamayis ha'mashiach, which is the way Ben Zoyma holds? And Zayma uses the word kol to be marba balelos, which means he does not hold lahavi mayis mashiach, because the pasuk says in Sefer Yeshaya, hine yomim boim num Hashem, the Gemara tells us, v'lo yom ro'id chay Hashem ashehelo es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, kim chay Hashem ashehelo, v'ashehevi ezera b'eitz Yisrael me'eretz Tzifayna. The tremendous nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim will fade into insignificance next to the tremendous nisim when the whole world will come to recognize the whole world will recognize the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim will become secondary in importance, and therefore there will not be a mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim b'Yemei HaMashiach. What's interesting is that this factors into, it sounds like only a halacha l'moyis ha-mashiach, into a halachic definition of the mitzvah bizman hazeh. When is the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? We say it as part of Krishma. There's a mitzvah leil Pesach, a distinct mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yigatul levincho b'yoyim ahu leim or b'avuzo also Hashem li. And there's a separate mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim called Yimei Chayecho, Yimoizam, the days and the nights every year, which we say is part of Krishma. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Chofalov, which is the Mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, stels on the fact that the Rambam does not count in Sefer HaMitzvahs the Mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. The Torah over here is telling us a mitzvah, L'man Tizkos Yom Tzeizkom Eretz Mitzrayim, the Mishnah tells us as a Chiyuv Gomer. Why is it not a Mitzvah Sem Deraisa? This is the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha, even though the Pasuk says clearly that there is a chiyuv to be of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Reb Chaim Brisker explains, brought down, found in the Sefer, Reb Chaim Brisker is brought down and has having explained that lefi the way we paskin like Ben Azai, so the mitzvah is true, the mitzvah is b'yoyim u'balaylo, but the mitzvah is only bizman hazeh, the mitzvah is not limoyis ha-mashiach, and the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sherish Gimel has a klal that any mitzvah which is only lizman and not ledoiros, chiddush, that this is called lizman, not ledoiros, l'mashal, the mitzvah of chatzoitzois, which was only noyig in the midbar, is not counted, even though it was a chiyuv, in that door to aselahem chatzoitzois, or any mitzvahs that regard to moving the mishkan in the midbar, or how to deal with the mon, so on and so forth, are not counted in the minyan hatayag. Reb Chaim is mechadish that the same is true of a mitzvah which is only incumbent bizman hazeh, which will not be incumbent b'mois hamashiach. And he says, since we paskin like ben zayma, the mitzvah is only now, the mitzvah is not b'mois hamashiach, oy bazoi, there is no chiyuv, if there's no chiyuv l'dayres, the Rambam does not count it as he counts all the other mitzvahs of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. It does not count as a mitzvah same mid'oraisa. Interesting teretz. I would explain as to look at it on a little bit of a deeper level. We said that the pasuk says that the reason why there won't be a mitzvah l'mois hamashiach is because the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim will fade next to the nisim of Kibbutz Golias, which will take place Los Alavi when Mashiach brings the whole Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. On a deeper level, the first two parshiyos of Krishma are referred to as Kabbalas of Malch Shamayim. Kabbalas of Malch Shamayim is a concept which will ring true even when Mashiach comes. One still has to be Mekabal of Malch Shamayim. The whole purpose of Mashiach is coming is to help and to facilitate the whole world to be Mekabal of Malch Shamayim. But the third parsha of Krishma not only talks about Tzchius Yisins Mitzrayim, but the parsha itself centers around the mitzvah of tzitzis, and it centers around the nisoyon of the, meaning to say, the Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemayim of the third parasha of Krishna centers around the pasuk of Eloi Sasur Acher Levavchem V'Acher Enechem, the struggle that every single person has with the Yetzer inside of him. And the Svarim tell us that when Mashiach comes, the Yetzer Hara will no longer be a force that struggles inside of us, as it became after Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Nochash became part of him, and the struggle is a subconscious internal struggle. Thereafter, the Yetzer Hara will only function outside of the person, from without. In which case, it's understandable, or it's apropos, that the parsha of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, where a Yid is mekabel on himself to fight with every weapon in his disposal, every weapon in his arsenal against the Yetzer Hara mibifnim, is no longer relevant. That nisoyan, that Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, is obsolete because it won't exist anymore. The only Kabbalah Samach Shemayim that will exist is the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim of Ve'ohavta, to be mekabel Teiru Mitzvus mitech Avo, and Ve'hoyam Shemayim to be mekabel Oil Teiru Mitzvus mitech Yira, the parasha of Schar Voynish. But the third parasha, the internal struggle against Hirhurei Averu L'Esu Achal Vachem Achal Enechem, will not exist in the present day form. Reb Chaim answers another teretz to this kasha. Why does the Rambam not reckon the mitzvah of Schir Sisis Mitzayim as a mitzvah mitzvah mitzvah? And he says like this. He says that when you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, it would seem clear from the Lashon of Rambam, the way the Rambam brings the mitzvah of Krishma, when the Rambam says that a person is mechuyiv to say the parasha of Vayomer with Tzchius Yetzias Mitzrayim, he includes that in the general topic of mechuyiv to say Krishma, which is an interesting idea. L'chorid is a mitzvah of Krishma, there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim v'shma v'hoyo, and for some reason Chazal tacked on the separate mitzvah of Schir Yitzis Mitzrayim as an addition to Krishma. We just explained that there's the parasha that said is also a form of Kabbalah Salmach Shemayim, but that's only after the fact. The point is that Chazal created the mitzvah, not created the mitzvah, but Chazal defined the mitzvah for us. We see in the Lashon of the Rambam as part of Krishma. The Chiv of Krishma, the Rambam tells us, is Shema with Vahoyo, with the Parsha of Vayomer, which has in it the Kiyum of Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. Says Reb Chaim that the Rambam clearly understood the intent of Chazal, that the mitzvah of Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah, but it's part of the daily mitzvah, Vayoyim Uvalayla, the way we pass on like Ben Zayma. Obviously, we don't pass on like Ben Zayim, it's only Bayoyim, and Krishma is Bayoyim, Balaylo. It's not an inherent part of Krishma, but the way we have the mitzvah, the way Ben Zayim sets it up, it's part of the mitzvah of Krishma, it's part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. It's a separate part of being Mekabbalah Samach Shemayim. It's a separate category of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Kabbalah Samach Shemayim of Ve'ohavto, Kabbalah Sol Torah, Vahavta Ava, the second parasha, Kiyum HaMitzvah, is Kabbalah Sol Mach Shemayim, Mitoch Yiris, Chav Oynish, Kiyum HaMitzvah, is Dikduk MaMitzvah, V'chor Alaf Hashem, L'man Yivu Yumechem, etc. And Vayomer, which is the Kabbalah Sol Mach Shemayim, Melchemes HaYetzer, together with Zchius, Yitzis Mitzayim, where Klal Yisrael is Avodim LaHashem, and therefore they have to be Oymid Bin Isoyin against the Pituya HaYetzer, all that is Nichlal in the general category, the general. It's a subcategory of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. It's not a separate mitzvah fazich. Tremendous nafkamina lahalocha. Let's say a person does not remember the Lashon of Vayomer. Let's say he didn't say the Lashon of Vayomer. Could he be mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim with a separate, using his own pasuk? And the person says, I remember the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and I remember that Hashem took me, Adam, Mitzrayim, in order that I should be mekabbalah on myself of Samach Shemayim. Is he yoitza? Could be not. It has to be part of Krishma. The same way Krishma, a person has to say the parasha Krishma. He can't just make a general pledge of allegiance to the flag, otherwise known as Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. He has to say the parasha of Krishma. Maybe he could translate it. It could be Yoytzer, he says in the translation, but he has to say that parasha. The first pasuk of the Psukim of Vahavta. We'll see what's Midaraisa, what's Midaravon in a few minutes. Vayomer also has to be said as Vayomer, as in addition to the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, the Parshias of Krishma. It's not a mitzvah just to say, whereas let's say CPT is Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, which is once a year, not the daily Kabbalah Samach Shemayim of Yitzis Mitzrayim. You can say there's two, Yitzis Mitzrayim exists on two levels. Yitzis Mitzrayim is the impetus for our Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, therefore a person has to make that part of his daily proclamation of his own Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, the Parashah of Vayomer, Schiras Yitzis Mitzrayim. Once a year, a person has this, every year, has a separate mitzvah to transmit that the value system that he lives with, his Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, and the reason, the background for his Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, which is the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim, he has a Chiyuv Gomer to transmit that for posterity to his children, L'Doroi Savachar. That's the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, and that's why it has to be said to children. We got to Levincha, it has to be said B'loshon Shailu Tshuva. It has to be an exchange of ideas, it has to be given over in a way where it can be transmitted, it has to be together with Matzah Mor. It's not just a Schira, it's a Sipur, it's an experience as opposed to just a remembrance. It's a separate mitzvah. But that mitzvah is the giving over of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, the tradition of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, the reason of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, the background of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim to one's children, and there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is part of one's daily activity of being Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. To add to this, Halacha Lamaisa, the fact the way Reb Chaim is categorizing that there's no separate mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, because it's part of the mitzvah, it's a subcategory, part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. There's a big tumul in Gedolei Achronim, goes back to Gedolei Rishonim, but Gedolei Achronim wrote extensively on the topic of how much of Kriya Shema is Deraisa. For instance, a person says Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKechavim, according to one's man, but according to others' manim, he has not been yoytze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema yet, because he said it earlier, he didn't say it after the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam. The right thing, because the Machlekes Rishonim, is to be machmir to say over Krishma, which the Dr. Baloch should say, how much of Krishma theoretically has to be said over. L'chayra, if we say that it's a Sofik Deraisa, whichever part of Krishma is a mitzvah, same Deraisa, should be said over. Whatever is Derabonim could be, one does not have to be machmir to say over. If one didn't daven early, like an early Shabbos minyan, but one only daven after the first man, it could be that one is only mekuyv to say over the parts of Krishma, which he did not say midaraisa. How much of Krishma is midaraisa? Here we have a tremendous arichus in Gedolei Achronim, the Pri Chodosh and Simas Tamach Zayin in Arachayim, the Shagas Aryeh in several Tshuvas in the beginning of the Sefer. Discussed this by Richus, according to some Shittas, they say only the first pasuk of Shema, could be only the first pasuk of Ahavta, the whole parasha of Ahavta, the whole parasha of Ahoya, the whole thing. Different Shittas, different Diyukim, different, there's a Rosh, there's other Rishonim, there's a Ritva, a whole Tumul and Achronim. You look at the Lashon and the Rambam, the way the Rambam brings down the mitzvah of Krishma, in Hilchus Krishma, it sounds from the Rambam, this is where the Shagas Aryeh accepts the opinion of the Rambam, that the mitzvah is Gimel Parshas Midaraisa. The mitzvah of Krishma includes Vayomer, which is interesting. L'chor Vayomer is a separate mitzvah. So one says the mitzvah of Zchiyas Yisrael and Sinai, maybe that would be Mechayv only saying the last pasuk. How could all three parshias of Krishma be Midai Raisa? The way we're explaining it makes a lot of sense. Because the parsha of Krishma, the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shamayim, includes the chelek of Zchiyas Yisrael and Sinai, which is also part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. Therefore, the Rambam holds that, like we said, the Rambam holds the Vayom is part of Krishma. It's not a separate mitzvah. He also holds that the mitzvah is same deraisa, the Poshto Mashmois. Now, the Rambam includes all three parashis. Now, the Shagas Aryeh talks about a different topic, which is also very important, halakha l'maisa. Shagas Aryeh says that women are not mechuyev in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's a mitzvah that say, Shehazman Grom. Why? Same way Krishma, women are potter. If the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not more than a part of Kriya Shema, then it stands to reason the same way women are mechuyev. Women are not mechuyev to say the Krishma Kodim Zmano. Women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Krishma Midaraisa, because the mitzvah says Shazman Groma. That includes a p'tur on the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, if we accept the opinion of other Rishonim, the Rambam is in dispute, other Rishonim are clear that the mitzvah Sasem Deraisa is only the first Pasha, the second Pasha Vayoymer, and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah. It happens to be the Chazal attached it to the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim because it's all the same idea, but it's a separate mitzvah, it's a separate chiyuv. Then the Mo'od Yitochen, that's not a mitzvah Sasem Shazman Grama. The fact that Krishma is a mitzvah Sasem Shazman Grama because it's B'shoch v'chov kumecho has nothing to do per se with the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore women are mechuyev. This is the psak of the Mogen Avrom in Arachaim Simin Ayin. Importantly enough, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down lahalacha. Mishnah Berurah paskens that women are mechuyev in saying vayomer, even if women are not mechuyev in Krishma bezmano, but women are mechuyev the same way women are mechuyev in Tvila. Women are also mechuyev in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha that women that dam shmoneh esrei by shachris, the same way they have a chiyuv tvila, have a chiyuv to be soymich geula l'tvila. Geula is a chelik of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazal established a mitzvah to put that together with tvila. Women are mechuyev in tvila. They're mechuyev also, according to the Magen Avraham, the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're mechuyev to say, interestingly enough, the end of Birchas Krishma Emes V'Yatziv. They're not mechuyev in Yoytza Amoyrois and Avar Rabba, but they will be mechuyev in the section after Krishma of V'Yatziv Enochim V'Kayom, in order to say Gaal Yisrael to be Masmich Geula L'Tvila. This is the Psak of Mishnah Berurah L'Halacha. The Bir Halacha, when I'm talking, being Marchim on this topic, the Bir Halacha B'Kitzer, Sha'atzin, also on the bottom, brings this that the Shagas Aryeh in Tshuva Yud Beis says something else. He says that the women, even if they are, even if we say that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not part of Krishma, but women are still potter from the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, not because of the p'tur of Krishma, because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is in and of itself a mitzvah seishas man groma. Why? Because they're mechuyev bayoyim. It's a mitzvah with a time. It's not a constant mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah you can do whenever you want. You mechuyev every day. There's a distinct chiyuv that day. It's like putting on tefillin. There's a chiyuv every day to put on tefillin. That's a mitzvah seishas man groma. There's a chiyuv every day to wear tzitzis. This time is bayoyim. That's a mitzvah seishas man groma. Every day there's a chiyuv to be zoichi yitzis mitzvah. By night there's a separate chiyuv. This is what the Shagas Aryeh in Tshuva Yud Beis says, and therefore he argues in the Magen Avraham, and he says, even if you say that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not part of Krishma, it's still a mitzvah that says man groma. How does the Magen Avraham, what does the Magen Avraham hold? Again, the Mishnah Berurah does bring the Hasar of the Shagas Aryeh, but what does the Magen Avraham hold? L'chor, it's a mitzvah by Yoyim as a separate entity, l'chor, and by Laila as a separate entity, it should, l'chor, be a mitzvah that says man groma. There's an interesting mahaloch which comes out from the Rabbeinu Yoyna. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoyna, the Pirush on the Rif, in the back of Brachas, that we have, says many wonderful chedushim, these sugyas of Krishna. In the beginning of the Masechta, he says a very interesting thing. It seems that his opinion la halacha is not like the Rishonim that hold, not like the Goinim that hold that Laila starts from sunset. Ben Hashmoshes does not say, and he is of the opinion like the Rishonim that hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzeisa Chacham is only when it gets totally dark, 4 milin after Shkia, 72 minutes, let's say, after the Shkia, and until 59 minutes, 58, whatever, however minutes it is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, until 58 minutes after Shkia, it's Yoim Gomer. And still Rabbeinu Yonah says that, he's talking in the Sugya where they used to daven Maariv early, the beginning of the first parak where they used to daven Maariv early before this man, and then they would say over Krishma later. And he says over there that one does not have to, even though one repeats Krishma, because Krishma was said by Yoim, the Krishma was said after Shkir, according to his opinion, it's not night yet, it's still Yoim Gomer, like Rabbeinu Tam, but one has to say over Krishma later on when he gets home, the Poyelim Shabbasada, but the Parsha Vayomer, they do not have to say over, because they were Yoitza already in the midst of Shkir Sitzism time. He says something very, very interesting. He says that there is no chiyuv to say Yitzias Mitzrayim, to say Skiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Laila. It doesn't say in the Torah anything about Laila. It says Kol Yemecha Yechad, it's chiyuv by Yoim. The fact that one has to say also by Laila is a ribui of Kol Yemecha Yechad. The Gemara, the Mishnah tells us that that means L'Rabba is by Laila. For that is enough that it's after the Shkir. It's already not Yoim Gomer, to be Yoitza, the mitzvah of Shkir Sitzim Tzayim Balayla. This Rabbeinu Yoinah L'Choyre is a Peler Abasi. Is very, very hard to understand. Is he telling us that there is no mitzvah Balayla? The Mishnah clearly says there is a Mishnah Balayla. What's the difference if the source of this halacha is not the word Layla in the Torah, but it's the word Kol Yumechayecha L'Rabbis Laylas? There's a mitzvah by night. If according to Rabbeinu Tam, after Shkir is Yoim Gomer, then why would one be Yoitza the mitzvah that's balayla, just because the pasuk only says kol yemechayecho, even though it's yom gomer? How do we understand this? Very, very difficult to Rabbeinu Yoinah. What would seem to be the oimik pshat in divrei Rabbeinu Yoinah is as follows: the mitzvah of shchiras yetzias mitzrayim is not a mitzvah. What Chazal telling us lo rabba is leilo is that there's no mitzvah by yoim and there's no mitzvah balayla. It's not a separate chiyuv to say once by yoim balayla. The point is that it's not a once a day chiyuv. There's a continuum that a person has to constantly live with an awareness level of shchiras yetzias mitzrayim. A person has to live, it has to be part of his consciousness of daily living. A person has to live keseder with the mitzvah of yetzias mitzrayim, with an awareness of yetzias mitzrayim. How often does one have to actually recite, prepare the fact of yetzias mitzrayim in order to make his consciousness permeated with Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Mishnah tells us, Bayoim! Ben Zoyim is Mechadish, that it's not enough to just mention it once by day. The mitzvah is that there should be a constant. What's the constant? At every time of the day, when there's a switch over in the, in the reference of that time period, when it's a different part of the day, then a person has to be Mechadish again his awareness level. According to Rabbeinu Tam, after Shkir, after the first Tzeisak HaChovim, which is night, according to the Goinim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Yoim Gomer until much later. It could be that it's still Yoim Gomer as far as the halachic definition of Yoim and Laila, but Lamaisa, it's a different time period. It's not any more part of the regular sunrise and sunset. When the sun goes down, the day has entered a new phase. The same way, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even though it's Yoim Gomer after Shkia, but by Shkia there are certain dinim. Let's say the Gabi Kotchum, Shkia signals the end of the day as far as Kotchum is concerned. Again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Yoim Gomer. The Pshat is because it's no longer part of the full part of the day. It's no longer the same time period that the rest of the day was. The sun went down. It's already a new tkufa. Nachon, richtig, that it's not Laila Gomer, but still, it's that's not Laila Gomer, it's still Yoim Gomer, but it's not the same, it's not a continuum of the day. So the Rabbeinu Yoinah is Mechadish, that since the Pasuk doesn't say there's a Chiyuv Ba Laila, but that the chiyuv is to continue the chiyuv of Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim that one did during the day, that the continuum should continue into the night, that continuum is accomplished by saying it as soon as the sun goes down. It's already a new part of the day. One says again Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim. Point being, Hayotzi Me'advarim, point being from Rabbeinu Yoin is that we see that there's no, like the Shagasai says, separate mitzvah Bayoim and a separate mitzvah Balaylo. There's one generalized mitzvah called that a person should be in a state of Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where, how often does that need reminding in order that one should be in that state? It needs Kol Yomei Chayecha, it needs Bayoim. As soon as it's not any more full day, it's already Ois Yoim, so one reminds himself again. But there's no distinct kiyum of Bayoim and Balaylo. Therefore, the Magen Avraham holds it's not a mitzvah seshes man grom. It's a mitzvah tmidis. The same way Aves Hashem and Yiris Hashem are mitzvah tmidis. The mitzvah of Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim is also a mitzvah tmidis. A mitzvah that has a continuum a whole day and a whole night. How? By constantly re-encouraging, by reigniting that awareness level called Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the Pshat in the Magen Avraham. And again, the Mishnah Berurah brings it la'alacha. That women are mechuyev in Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's not a mitzvah seshes man grom, and it's not part of Krishna. This much we do see from the Rabbeinu Yoino also, that even though one is not yoitza until it's laila according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is his opinion la'aloka, one is not yoitza the mitzvah of Krishna, but Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim he is yoitza. Obviously, the Rabbeinu Yoino holds its two distinct mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Berurah is machmir like this shita. Again, like we said, the Rambam would be mavur not that way. The Mishnah Berurah is passing the Lechumah like the Magen Avraham. Again, like we said, the Nafkamina is that women are Mechuyiv, and therefore they're Mechuyiv to say Emes V'yatziv together with, in order to be Samechul L'Tfilah. And the other Nafkamina that we said is that if it's Deiraisa, if there's a distinct mitzvah Deiraisa of Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim, if it's a separate mitzvah, it could be one could mention it in his own words. He doesn't have to say the whole Parsha Vayom. If it's part of Krishma, then one has to say it the way he says Krishma. He has to say the Parsha Vayom as part of Krishma in order to be yoytzeh the mitzvah of Zchiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.